Blog Talk Radio.
arise and go down to the Father's house.
Hallelujah.
And there I will cause you to hear my word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then I rose and went down to the Father's house. And there he wrote a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter?
Yes.
As the clay is in the potter's hand,
yes,
so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah.
You,
glory to God. My.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God,
yes,
whose heart is the Father,
yes,
whose face is the Son,
yes,
whose voice is the Holy Spirit,
yes,
and whose hands and feet is the church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That includes us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship from 7 to 7:40.
is the men's fellowship at 7:15 till 8:30 is the women's fellowship. And we had a wonderful time this time.
Hallelujah.
And shot some feet. Hallelujah. But you never know what the topic will be, but it'll always be scripture based. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And eye opening. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. And every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have a live service here in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Located at 307 Iona Terrace Side Entrance. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the first, second, and third Sundays of the month. We have good news.
Hallelujah.
The word of God by Elder Keith Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey. Hallelujah. They're arming our children with the word. Hallelujah. And then on the fourth Sunday, the young people have a presentation in the church. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday, we have a visiting ministry coming in.
Hallelujah.
And the visiting minister this month will be Dr. Bill Islee.
Hallelujah.
That spiritual meal will have a natural meal. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
So come out and have free fellowship dinner with us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God even for young everyone that's been having an opportunity to visit the ministry's website at rymmi.org. Hallelujah. There's a cash app there. Go there and see what the church's mission and vision is. And also the church's GoFundMe page.
Yes.
Go pull up Renew Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. And if you don't want to donate there, bring your donation to the church or send it in the mail. Address it to P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Or call us and we come by and pick it up.
Hallelujah.
Name your seed.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget to name your seed. Hallelujah. You aren't trying to buy a miracle. But if there's a need, so is please.
Hallelujah.
Tell God what you need. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
But you got to do it a special way.
You see, there are, you know, you got Old Testament, New Testament, but you have five subdivisions in the Old Testament and five subdivisions in the New Testament. Okay, the five subdivisions in the Old Testament, you got to do it this way in order to get one of those envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
The books of the law.
Mm-hmm.
They also call them the book of the Torah or the Pentateuch, but you could just say the books of the law. And then you tell what they are. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Then the next subdivision is the books of history.
Hallelujah.
And there are actually 12 of them. And you saw Hallelujah, glory. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, the separate books.
Amen.
1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 King, 2 King, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, glory to God. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. That's the 12 books of history. Then you got the books of poetry or wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say books of poetry, that's going to be fine.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Books of wisdom, that's going to be fine.
Amen.
And that's Job, Psalms,
uh-huh.
Proverbs, Ecclesiastes,
uh-huh.
Song of Solomon.
Thank you.
Five of them.
Hallelujah.
And then you have the major prophets.
Yes.
And that's what you got to say, yeah. The major prophets. And then you deal with that. The major prophets.
Oh.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, I was messed up there. Ezekiel, Daniel, that's right, excuse my dust. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's the major prophets. And then you have 12 minor prophets. And that's what you say before you say them. You got to say, hallelujah. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah,
yes.
Haggai, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
Yes.
You say all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said to say them,
uh-huh.
You get one of those envelopes.
Yes.
And what's an envelope, Pastor Peaches?
$50.
Okay, so Robert, I'm not too used to the Old Testament. Can I do the New Testament? Yes, you can. Okay, so you do the New Testament. There are five subdivisions in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Uh-huh.
Book of History. Acts. The Pauline Epistles. There are 14 of those. Romans. 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, and Hebrews. 14 of those. Then you've got, glory to God, the general epistles. But a bunch of other folks. So you start with, hallelujah, glory to God, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude. And then you have the book of prophecy, Revelation.
Hallelujah.
You can select to do the Old or New Testament. The previous winners of the Potter's House Challenge cannot participate.
Amen.
So you can do one or the other. You cannot do both.
Yes.
So you do one or the other. We're spreading this around. Is that all right, y'all?
Amen.
Y'all heard. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I want to share this with you. I'm going to get a bell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get somebody who can look at the table of contents if they're not going to be, you know, share this. And they're going to look And when they tell me, oh, that's incorrect, I'm going to ring the bell and just sit down. That's all right. That's all right. Because believe it or not, we don't know everything. Pastor Bird don't know everything. It's okay. You try. Amen. You try. And you made an effort. God wants you to pay attention to his word.
Yeah.
He wants to know your word. That somebody told me that they're able to find scriptures better now because they know the books of the Bible.
It helps.
And the
helps.
Order. It helps to get there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But when you're trying to figure out, is that book in the Old Testament or New Testament, and somebody needs a lifeline right away, we're going to have to go to their, they're going home of service. Because, you weren't able to get them the lifeline quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know y'all said, man, what in the world is this church doing?
Hallelujah.
We're trying to get folk to stay in the word of God. Because life is an open book test.
Yes. Yes.
And the book is the word of God.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
at this
Jesus.
Time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh,
thank
praise
you.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
All those that are still asleep, say amen.
Amen.
Somebody still asleep. So you guys pay attention up in here. This is not a show. We're not trying to take our time to fill up your Sunday. You come here to work. Anybody, the first person that raises the Bible, they go up in the air. And raising up right now, the Bible they brought in. Whoever was the first person to raise their Bible, who was that?
Oh, man.
Who was the first person to raise the Bible? And I brought this one in with me. See, y'all got we ain't playing church up there.
Yeah.
A lot of churches are playing church, and they will, the preacher will preach a nice stand message, and you ask somebody, that, well, what was the title message? I don't know, but it was real good. They don't know nothing. You can't say you don't know nothing here. You've been here for a while.
Hallelujah.
I want somebody to be first to raise up their conference this and over that he brought with who was that?
AJ the Angel.
AJ
the
first.
Who?
AJ the first. AJ.
Hallelujah.
You
got
to have your gun in your
holster. All right.
Hallelujah.
You come prepared up in here.
Amen.
We ain't playing church. People's lives depend on the Christ that we show.
Amen.
But if you don't know, you can't show.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah!
We ain't playing church, y'all.
Amen.
You want to play church up someplace else?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I said, well, how are you gonna make it? You seem like you get out more money. You take it. It don't matter. The money ain't that important to me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The important thing to me is that you learn the word of God.
Amen.
That you follow what Christ said. That you be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word, y'all.
Amen.
Because a lot of people talk the talk.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's take a little boy.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee.
I lift it up, Lord.
Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
I lift it up, Lord.
fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven,
bread of heaven,
bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord,
hallelujah. Pastor Peter,
thank you, Jesus.
If you would come forward as the
hallelujah.
Pastor's corner. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What
are you saying? Hallelujah. 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 Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for being in the house of the Lord another Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was reminded of something that my mom used to say all the time. She used to tell us. She used to say, today is better than sacrifice. she read us the scripture. Fed us the scripture from morning to night.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Believe me, there was no secular music played in our home. Hallelujah. There were no dirty jokes told. You did not gossip on the phone. If she heard you mention someone's name and she thought you were gossiping, my phone is not for that. No gossiping. And I can say that I've never heard my mother gossip on the telephone. Hallelujah. She was either praying for somebody or something. Or her telephone was an instrument.
God's glory. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. And if she thought she was saying something on the phone, wasn't right, or whatever, oh, my goodness, you were in for it. Hallelujah. Even when she spanked us, she made us quote the word of God.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. And there's a scripture in there. To obey is better than sex.
Yes.
And also some of the scriptures that we know by heart, like train up the child the way she goes in there, we know the wrong process. Believe you me, but it was usually one that she would make. Something may seem funny. It wasn't funny then.
No.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't funny when you getting spanked. It wasn't funny then. But there's some cliches and some cliches, they weren't heard in our house. It had to been the word of God.
Yes,
or something if she thought it was the word of God, then you know, it was that. But if she knew that it wasn't the word of God, no. It was no good. It wasn't. Hallelujah. And there's a saying that I heard once before. It says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
No, that's right.
Hallelujah. That means not listening to the native conversation. Hallelujah. Let me take my glasses off. Hallelujah. And we do have to be careful. Not entertaining the wrong things in our ear gates. Not watching the wrong things in the eye gates. Hallelujah. We think some things are innocent. Hallelujah. We think some things are innocent. And, you know, we don't want to have to make a sacrifice for something that we took in that we thought was, oh, I thought it was okay to listen to that. I thought it was okay to look at that. Even when something else, sometimes we get taken in, we sit too long in spots when other people are entertaining or they're talking about coworkers or talking about people and all. We're thinking that they're going to end up in a prayer. No, or they, you know what, this is what, oh, you know, I need you to be praying for Sister So-and-so, because you know, because I saw, I heard such and such and such and such. They really weren't interested in you praying. They just wanted to tell you the latest. They wanted to tell you the latest gossip. You know, but you know what? You know what you ought to be when they say that? You know what? Before they leave, you know, we ought to grab their hands. And you know what? Let's pray right now.
There you go.
Before they even finish getting it out, before they even finish getting it out, talking about brother, sister, so-and-so, let's pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what? I guarantee you won't have to worry about that person coming back to you anymore, telling you anything about anybody. Because they don't know, she ain't no garbage can. I can't go tell her nothing.
Right.
You know what? But you'll help that person.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. My mother used to say, obey is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And think about the three Hebrew boys.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. They stood for what God wanted them to stand for. They had a holy stand.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And because they wouldn't fall for bowing down when they heard the music played, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. But you know what? When they looked in, when somebody looked in there and said, wait a minute, did we go in three?
Uh-huh.
Well, I see four. Hallelujah. Saints of God, when we take a stand for God, hallelujah, we are thrown into our everybody's doing something. But you know what? Hallelujah. When you take a stand for God,
yes.
God got your back.
Yes.
You won't be there by yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's going to turn it around.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He got your back. Hallelujah. Anything? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, you wouldn't do such and such? Uh-huh. I got your number. No, God got your number. God got your number.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm going to stand for God, and God's going to bring me out. God's going to turn around. Hallelujah. One scripture says, he'll roll up his sleeve.
Yes, he will.
And I say, oh, God, roll up your sleeve for me.
Yes.
Roll up your sleeves for me, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
When you take a stand for the Lord, hallelujah, God will not leave you an egg on your face.
No, he won't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you think the music is the wrong type of music, and listen to the words. Listen to the words. When the children would bring me in the restaurant, they would bring me music. Can we listen to this exact thing when we come back? And I said, I'll let you know, baby.
Uh-huh.
I listen to that music before they get back, and I go, oh, no, they can't listen to that. Oh, my goodness. They didn't know.
Yes.
They didn't know. But when you hear certain things, when a music will be absorbed in you, that's one thing that your body absorbs.
Mm-hmm.
Without you even knowing it.
Yes.
Your mind will absorb it without you even knowing it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One lady told me, she said that she was in her car, and they were at the red light,
mm-hmm.
and her five-year-old picked up the music that was going on in the person's car. And when her grand, when he got home, her little daughter, she was saying, ain't nothing wrong with a little bumpy grind. Her grandmother was like, where you get that from? And played in the car, and they threw her at the red light.
All right.
Wow.
This child's only 5 years old.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to be careful.
Okay.
And I didn't understand why my mother made this even turn down commercials. Oh, that's, to me, that was kind of extreme. But you know what? The commercials are taken, the jingles are taken from the tunes of secular songs.
Right.
My mother didn't want that in her house. She didn't want that in our minds. I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And it was so, after I was grown, that some lights turned on. Oh, my gosh. That's the same tune as that song. That's why mama didn't want us to hear that. Because you know what? If you're supposed to be praying, sometimes those jingles, those things that come to your mind while you're on your knees,
yeah.
And sometimes it may take you a while to break through or take your mind a while to settle down because all this stuff is there. And no, but if you don't put the stuff in, you don't have to worry about trying to get around it, trying to get the stuff out. Hallelujah. But we don't understand. We have to be careful.
Yes.
Even when we go to family functions.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Ask the Lord, Lord, should I attend this family function? You know, should I? And then God, if he send you on a mission, go. After the mission is over, that God wants you to do, leave, tell your family, okay, see y'all later. You know, love you, see y'all. I talk to you later. They may not understand. You may not be able to entertain as long as anybody else. You know, as long as all the time while you're there, stuff your mind is taken in. Hallelujah. You want the right things in your mind.
Yes.
You want the right things in your spirit. So when somebody talks to you, when you speak to somebody, when you lay down at night, the right things are in your mind. You don't have to push all this stuff, junk and garbage. And you want to like, why the world am I thinking about that? What were you around? What did you watch on television? What were your friends talking about? What were you talking about? Hallelujah. Put the word of God in your mind. Hallelujah. Put it in front of your face. Hallelujah. Watch what you're watching. Listen to what you're watching and hear and the conversations you're watching on television and everything. Garbage in, garbage out.
All right.
Hallelujah. We want God to be pleased. With everything that we watch on television, we want God to be pleased with everything that we're listening to. Hallelujah. We want God to be pleased with everything. We never know when someone is going to call us or say, hey, can you pray?
Right
now, such and such is going on. You don't want to have to, oh, wait a minute, let me call you back. Because you got to get down on your knees and you got to pray to pray for yourself. You want to stay, and you want to stay right with God. Hallelujah. You never know when an emergency may come up, and someone's going to need your help.
Yeah.
They're not hurry. They won't have it. They get ready to jump out the window. God knows they don't have time for you to have no convocation. No, Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Forgive them. No, they got one leg out the window already. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. That's just something from my heart to yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Brother Joel, oh God.
Hallelujah.
going to be in this country for 5 months, Lord. Bless him with the new job that he's looking for right now. Bless his wife and his baby, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless Pastor Maxine and Pastor Gilda-Tree and Pastor Maxine, Sister Irene, Sister Joan and Sister Lily, Brother Harold and Brother Jim. Bless them, Lord, the children, Remy and Jazz, and all the grandchildren, oh God, and great-grandchildren, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord will shout out. Me, every man, woman, boy, God, in this building right now at the point of their knees. Every man, woman, boy, God, under the sound of our voice and radio land, oh God. Meet them at the point of their need and then give them super abundantly above, oh God. We're all going to go circulated in the world, God. We thank you, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. We're all going to go one by one and name by name, oh God. We're all going to go circulated. Every family represented, oh God. Every family represented, oh God. Amen. Father God, we don't know what we can pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does to make intercession for us. Romans 8:26, thank you, Holy God. Your word said, Lord, hallelujah, that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. But he said, Lord, you said that, hallelujah, you always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 2:14.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, you said, hallelujah. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. In Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen. Hallelujah.
And the church said,
amen. Hallelujah.
And the church said,
amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You know, the enemy doesn't like you to quote the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And then say amen.
Hallelujah.
Because you know what amen really means?
Hallelujah.
It is so. So let it be.
Yeah.
It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
Let it be.
Thank you, Father.
We concur.
Hallelujah.
With the word of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and praise up in here.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise the Lord just for a little bit. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
What all should I take for?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I just need to ask you a small question. A very small question.
That's easy.
Yes. Why was 10 afraid of 7?
The 7, 8, 9.
Well, bless the Lord.
Thank you.
And as I shared so many times,
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, let's do this a different way.
We know, honey, long time ago.
When I was a younger, because somebody said he was not a little boy. When he was born, he was almost 15 pounds.
Jesus.
That's what Mama said, too.
Hallelujah.
When I was younger, when they said we're going to have Holy Communion, yeah. let me think. I have to say, God, excuse my dust, Lord. And we ask for forgiveness. So right
Amen.
Now, we're going to do the same thing.
Thank
it ain't taking no chances. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone, grandma for everyone, never done anything to us, whether real or imagined. They do nothing when we thought, because they just cried out when we walked in the door. We thought they were talking about us. They were just talking about something that they didn't want us to hear. They might have been talking about our neighbor or the boss. I don't know, but they didn't want us to hear. But we thought they were talking about us. So we started having an arch against them. Holy, we are going to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah. As we forgive everything that ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Yes.
Some of us have a propensity, a leading to forgive everybody else but themselves.
Mm.
And they walk around with their head down or inferiority complexes and all kinds of causes and all kinds of stuff. Because they won't forgive themselves.
Mm.
Forgive yourself too for these people.
For real.
Shake him up over your head. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
No guilt. Don't hold no guilt.
Amen.
Hold no guilt. The word of God says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in the Lord, that are called. You got to know this, y'all.
Yes.
If somebody comes at you, try to put guilt on you, you can actually say no. Because they're either being used of the devil or they're full of the devil. You got to watch it. Guilt is not of God.
Amen. That's right.
He comes. He convicts. Tells Lord, forgive me. Boom. It's over.
Amen.
Case closed. Case dismissed.
That's right.
Innocent.
Thank you, Jesus.
What else you give me, Moshe?
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so in this scripture, again, it says to examine yourselves, and we do that. We do that with the light of the word of God.
Yes.
Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. Y'all need to hear that.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon us, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed.
Yes.
We just have got to step into the healing. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed Earl's sins. He washed your sins in his blood. I don't know about you, but it might have been an all-day thing for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through this blood that our sins are forgiven.
Yes.
So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, that means without this understanding, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruchasham Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Thank you.
Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the ways of the Lord. For it shall keep them on the hook for you by that time. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19b. No, that's 23:19 says, God, you said, thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which you will sit. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, oh God. It's your word, Lord.
Amen.
Psalms 138, verse 2. For the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Hallelujah.
I did not set up
thank you
to the right one.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
The integumentary system.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. All over the world. Cancers being healed. Tumors dissolving and disappearing. New knees, new kidneys. New lungs, new hearts. High blood pressure coming to normal. Diabetes, glucose levels coming to normal. Arthritis taking a making a U turn and getting out of the dark. Blood borne pathogenic diseases disappearing.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for miracles all over the world. We bless your name today, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We praise your name, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your healing already, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 15:26.
Thank
you. 1 John 3:1-2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the seed from your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah, we remember you, Lord. And on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took off from the cross. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Let's read together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified, and we are justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, hallelujah, we remember your word, Lord, and we give it back to you. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. They may come and knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you. When I see the blood, may you not overtake
you.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. My head, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us
hallelujah,
as we sleep,
hallelujah.
As we travel in vehicles throughout
hallelujah.
The land.
Thank you, God.
As we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise,
you,
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers
the
all.
Blood of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, generations is us and our family, every cell and every hex, every decade.
Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you very much. I have one last question to ask Pastor Pete.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. She's a poet and didn't know it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank you.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have.
Thank you.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone,
yes.
Set the captives free, save, fill with the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Say the Lord God, we rebuke you and your satanic cohort. We curse you for the loose. And come back you to be bound in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown tonight. Today, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory and the praise again. We bless your name again in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Pastor,
I need you to read the addresses for this afternoon.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11
mm-hmm.
to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians
mm-hmm.
chapter 5. Verses 22 and 23,
uh-huh.
and Galatians 5, verses 16 and 25.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
On yesterday,
hallelujah.
I met a lady named Nakia.
Hallelujah.
She drove the mobility vehicle to take us on our Valentine,
uh-huh.
pre-Valentine's Day, our blessing.
Hallelujah.
And what was significant about Nakia,
thank you, Jesus,
is that her husband was deployed. He was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
She had a son and daughter that were also in the military.
Yes.
She had another child who was setting up to go to the military.
Mm-hmm.
It was just military all over her.
Yes.
And that gave me a thought.
Thank you, Jesus.
That went along with a thought that I want to share today.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if anybody in here has ever been in the military or knew somebody who's in the military.
Yes.
Well, when they were on parade, there was a command that was given called Mark Time March.
Yes.
Anybody familiar with that?
Amen.
Okay. Do I have a young man up in here today?
Yes, he does.
Yes. Can you come up front real quick?
Yes.
Come up front. One of you, come on up front.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to turn and face the congregation. And I'm going to give you command to mark time, march. Do you understand what that means? Mark time, march. Okay, you mean to step like you're marching, but you're standing in one spot. Let me see you do that. Mark time, march. That's it. Now, I need to ask you a question. Okay, you can stop now. Okay, where are you going? Uh-huh. can I ask somebody else, where was he going?
Nowhere.
Mm. But he was using some energy.
Uh-huh.
He was marching.
Uh-huh.
But he was marking time.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, that's interesting terminology.
Yeah.
So when you mark somebody, you make it in front of them.
Right.
Oh,
Mark
time.
Mark time. Uh-huh. They were marking time. You can sit down now. I can hear you. Wasting time. Not going anywhere, but wasting time.
Here we go, man.
Thank you so much. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hello. If I had some more money, I'd give you some because I gave out all my money. I might have to see you later. Can I give you an IOU?
You can, Chef. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
That was the first kind of foundation for the message.
Okay.
In 1940, there was a radio game show called Truth or Consequence.
Yeah. I remember that.
The first day, the first year after that, it went to TV.
Okay.
And Ralph Edwards, I don't know if you're familiar with that name, he was the host. He was the host for many years.
Yeah, yeah.
Truth or Consequences.
Yeah.
Now, they gave a true fact, but probably folks didn't know it, so they gave the wrong answer. So they provided a consequence for giving the wrong answer.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? I want to share with you on the topic. Truth or consequence?
Okay.
Truth or consequence? You say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Do you want truth or consequence?
Or consequence.
Tell another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Do you want the, do you want truth
or
consequence? I want to share with you. There is a blessing in seeking the truth of God. That's in his word.
Amen.
His word is seed.
Amen.
When you sow seed, you're going to get a harvest.
That's right.
You sow the word of God, you're going to get a harvest.
Amen.
Blessings.
Yeah.
But there is also a consequence for not putting up effort to grow spiritually. There's some folks that call themselves Christians, and it might be very well be Christians. I can't, that, what they're saying, unless I look at their fruit. But I'm not here to judge them. But some have been in church for 50 years. And you know what they're doing? Who was that that came up? Was that Malachi or Xavier?
Xavier.
That was Xavier? They're doing the same thing Xavier was doing. They were putting up energy and going nowhere. They were saying, well, you're getting mad at God because he didn't answer their prayer. They're the same ones that caused a lot of confusion in the church.
Yeah.
They got a whole lot to say.
Yeah.
They put up a whole lot of energy.
Ain't going nowhere.
And they ain't going nowhere, and they don't want you to go nowhere.
Hell.
You ever see a bunch of crabs in a barrel? You see this one little crab who is industrious. So boy, he's really cool. He almost at the top, getting ready to get his freedom. And one of them crabs in the bottom and pulls them back down to the rest of them. There's some folks in church that's right there. They don't want you to grow. No, let me back up. They don't want to grow, but they don't want you to grow. They want to be in the same place that they were 50 years ago.
Wow.
You know, I preached the sermon about the zones we live in. And we talked about life zones. There are four life zones. Hallelujah. The dead zone, the quiet zone, the dead zone, the comfort zone. This comfort zone is based in feelings and emotions and in flesh not the same as the comfort zone that God gives. The next one is the God zone. That's the real comfort zone. Because when you rest in God, when you're in his love zone, hallelujah, glory to God, you got the shining pearls of wisdom flowing in your life. Come on now. You got the fruit of the Spirit flowing in your life. Hallelujah. If you're not all there yet, you're headed towards it. Because you're making an effort to move towards all of that. But in the comfort zone, you don't have a coachable, teachable spirit. You don't have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. You don't have a willingness to work to go there tomorrow. You only want to do what feels good to you. You only want to come to church when it suits your purpose. You only want to do for the church where you can get something in return. You complain, and you do a whole lot of who struck John, not knowing that you're the one that struck John. Lord have mercy.
That's real.
You know what? They used to say that the wheel that screeches the loudest gets the oil. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The wheel that squeaks the loudest got something wrong with it.
Amen.
Got you.
Yep, that's real. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, but the wheel is squeaking, something wrong with it. Is that right?
Yes.
And the folk, they will tell you, it's because of me that all these things happen in your church. If it wasn't for me, and you don't see them, they don't show up. If it was left up to them, nobody would show up. Because everybody following what they're doing. But they're making no efforts to grow spiritually. And then they have the audacity to try to throw it on you. You know how the enemy does, you know. When you try to share what God said, not what Earl Bird said. Because Earl Bird's opinion and 50 Cent won't even buy a cup of coffee. Is that right?
Amen.
So, but when you try to share what God said, they're going to try to throw it back on you. And they don't understand. They're not trying to grow or glow. They're trying to be in their comfort zone. And that comfort zone is based on flesh. Not based in the spirit. Glory to God. I'm going to get to the scriptures, y'all. But Romans 12 and 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, I ask you, I beg you, y'all, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. In other words, you don't have to lay down and cut your head off or anything like that. But a living sacrifice, holy, to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect, acceptable will of God. One of the things when you look up, I'll get to the scriptures in a minute here. Luke 8:11 and Mark 4:14 talks about the sower. And there was some sowed on ground and thorns came up. And the explanation that those are the cares of life. You can't substitute spiritual things to do because stuff happens in your life. You've got to, when you're making a meal, you know, it just, stuff tastes good when you put the gravy on it. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Or put the sauce on it. The sauce is the word of God.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what you're going through.
Amen.
Put the sauce on it, y'all.
Amen.
Put the gravy on it. Mm. It's going to taste better.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. The first scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:18. Let me measure the food in my head now. But I have all and abound. I am full, being received of Aphrodite, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
Our life is supposed to be pleasing to God, not pleasing. I would love to be pleased in everything I do.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
I'm not 14.
I'm sorry.
You know, but that was still good, God.
Ephesians 4:18. Yeah. Having the understanding done with our.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop right there. I'm still, I know all the scripture you read, I don't know what it was, but it was all right. What was that scripture again?
That was Philippians, I'm sorry, 4:18. My page changed.
Oh, your page changed on you. Read that Philippians 4:18 again.
Oh my God!
I said that was familiar, but it sounded good to me. I think the last part of it was sounding good. Section B of that.
Hallelujah! Oh wow! The things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God.
Stop. Your actions ought to be well pleasing to God.
Amen.
In truth. You can do it. Hallelujah. You stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead to God. You lean on him. You're going to be well-pleasing to God.
Amen.
Go ahead. Now read the scripture I gave you in the face.
Having the understanding.
I need to take one of those gifts I gave you back. Oh, no, that's not allowed to get you. Go ahead.
Having the understanding, Dawkins. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the darkness of their hearts.
This is the consequence of not making the effort to grow spiritually. Baby, I'm going to tell y'all, you ain't alive yet.
Okay, that's real.
Brother Earl?
Yes?
You ain't arrived yet. You got to keep on pressing.
Amen.
You got to keep growing to God.
Hallelujah.
Growing towards spiritual maturity.
Yes.
What else you can? Hallelujah. And some folk in darkness, they don't even know.
Amen.
You heard the scripture, blind leading the blind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to lead folk. They're trying to instruct folk. And they're blind. Guess what can happen? Everybody gonna fall in the hole.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Galatians 4:1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all.
When we come to Christ, we are babies in Christ.
Amen.
We don't know all that we
Amen.
Need to know. Glory
yes.
to God.
Amen.
We still babies.
Yes.
But when we grow up spiritually,
yes.
when we grow towards spiritual maturity,
yes.
things will become plainer to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our faith will be open up to all the things of God will begin to show up and show off and be clearer to us.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read.
Hebrews 5:11-14, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
You've been in church 50 years. You ought to be teaching somebody. The Bible says women, older women teach the younger. But you still believe they need to teach you.
Amen.
We need to go to Isaiah 11:6c. And a little child shall lead them.
Amen.
Because you have not grown up, you still obey yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you should be a teacher, you need somebody to teach you. But see, some folks don't have a coachable teacher. You can't tell them anything.
Nothing.
I mean, the pastor trying to share something,
right.
they don't want to hear.
Right.
You share with them about something, and that's what I'm asking you. Well, you need a coachable teachable spirit. Well, I can't. I'm not going to. If I don't see God in your life, And I don't see you moving like the fruit of the Spirit says we ought to be moving. Matthew says, look here. Matthew 7 says, look here. You will know about that fruit. I don't want you to teach me anything. Because the blind leads the blind, Lord Jesus. I'm going to fall in love. Don't you hold my hand and walk me no place. Go ahead. My brother, shake it one more.
And become such as have need of milk and not a strong meat.
For they can't take it. They take the word of God. See, look, y'all got to understand me. I stand on the word of God. I don't have no scriptures from the first book of Mormon.
Amen.
No such book. But I can use the word of God.
Amen.
And I just don't do one scripture. Because some people take one scripture and make a whole organization out of it.
Uh-huh.
One scripture.
One scripture.
One scripture. I know one church started because they hooked up with the scripture about drink no fruit of the grape. They forgot the other scripture that talks about drink a little wine for the stomach's sake. But they started a whole church. They split with another church because the church used grape juice. And the church, the preacher said, look here, there ain't no real grapes in that. That's colored stuff.
Amen.
They still broke up and started another church over that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. They're still babies in Christ. They needed milk because they could not masticate steak and pork chops. What would that put them into? What's the next scripture? I'm sorry.
For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness.
Start it right there. See, God wants us to be skillful in his word. To know his word. That's why the life is over book 10 and the book is the word of God. We got to know it. That's why we do the things we do. That's why we had the Father's House Challenge. So you can know the Bible.
Amen.
Know where stuff is. Look here. You're looking for somebody. You got to first know the street, at least where he lives on.
Right. Address.
You know the address.
Yeah.
And then you got to know the actual number.
Uh-huh.
But at least the street.
Yeah.
So we got to start somewhere. Let's start with the street. The 66 books. And all that kind of, so we start with the street. But anyway, go ahead, read some more.
For he is a babe.
Woo!
But strong meat belongeth to him that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Praise God. See, God has blessed some folk who's willing to have a coachable, teachable spirit. And so we understand what God is trying to say. Because, you know, knowledge, you know, the five levels of knowledge, you know, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Learned knowledge, revealed knowledge, is revelation knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, finding someone to mentor you, and then teaching knowledge. You become the mentor, not the mentee. Hallelujah. But some folk don't get down that path. Some folk are stuck. Learned knowledge.
Thank you.
They don't get to reveal knowledge. And sure, they're still based in Christ. Hallelujah. Read another scripture.
Galatians 5:22-23.
Come on now.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Truth or consequences? The truth, that's what you're going to get. You stand on the truth of God, that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make effort, that means put up energy to learn, to grow spiritually, you will get the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be dull of hearing and understanding. You're going to be like the blind leading the blind. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You're going to need milk because you can't take the real stuff. Go ahead, read another one.
Galatians 5:16-25. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If ye walk in the Spirit, let us also, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
See, it's not enough to talk the talk. You got to walk the walk, y'all.
Amen.
You got to walk a truth. Walk in truth.
Amen.
The just shall live by faith.
Faith.
Hallelujah. Walk in truth.
Thank you.
Because there's a consequence.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
See, you walking and it ain't in the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to have trouble, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
You walking in the flesh. The flesh is at war with the Spirit.
Amen. It'll let you down.
And it will take you to the ground.
Amen.
It will take you back to the dust.
Mm.
You got to understand that. Truth of consequences.
Yes.
Make an effort.
Yes.
And an effort doesn't mean read your Bible once a week. Effort doesn't mean read your Bible twice a week.
Mm.
But every opportunity you get with anointed people.
Thank you, Jesus.
To have scriptures and word to be unfolded to you.
Mm.
Make that effort.
Yes,
it's a living sacrifice.
Amen. Yes, it is.
If it wasn't a sacrifice, you know, but it's a living sacrifice. He don't, he look here. He don't want you to get up on a cross and be crucified.
Amen.
By Jesus. He just wants you to learn of him.
Amen.
Learn of him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, is there any more scripture?
No, sir.
Father God, we just thank you for the word tonight. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, for the ground that it was sown into.
We love you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for those hearts that you touched.
Thank you, God.
That may have been in error.
Thank you, Lord.
Who may have been doing the same thing they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and they think they all right. If you had the same place you were 10, 20 years ago, the Spirit of the Lord says, you in error. Because you haven't grown. It's called spiritual. So Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for healing us from spiritual retarding and giving us growth and giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. To let your Holy Spirit spring forth, reveal itself to us.
Yes, God.
Through your word.
In the name of Jesus.
We praise your name. We thank you, Lord, that we cancel out all the consequences because we are now seeking to learn more things. We're seeking to grow spiritually.
Yes.
And so we deal with the truth of God.
Mm.
And the truth of God has no consequences like we were sharing tonight.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing the truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your truth.
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
To reveal the lives of all those
yes.
who heard this message on the
yes.
And Lord, we ask that you bless
in the name of Jesus.
The families
yes,
that
God.
Are represented.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we give you the praise and honor and the glory in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And everyone say,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.